Hello, Abdullah Davidson, a servant and your apostle, speaking from Plano, Texas. I want to share some things with you to encourage you, exhort you to continue to believe the Lord. Kathy D is going to read some things from the book of Daniel and some things from the book of Ephesians. And then I'm going to comment on the scriptures that she is reading. Kathy D.
All right, I'm reading from Daniel 4, starting in verse 34. And at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And he doeth according to his own will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, What doest thou? And then we're reading from Ephesians 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
In Ephesians chapter 6, we see principalities, that would be governments, then powers, then rulers of the darkness of this world, then spiritual wickedness in high places. All of these spirits rule through people. People, remember that. Spirits rule through people. And then if we look back or consider back in Daniel, what Nebuchadnezzar said after, because of his pride, he'd been lifted up and lost his reasoning. But after he humbled himself and returned to his reasoning, he said that God does according to his will in the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of men. And no one can say, What doest thou? No one. But consider something else in the midst of that. He said, the Spirit of God through Nebuchadnezzar said, Now hear this. God reputes all the inhabitants of the earth as nothing. Did you know God laughs at men that think they have some kind of authority that was given to them by men? He just laughs at them and makes mockery out of them. If you have read what I posted today in Acts chapter 5, God made a fool out of the rulers that beat the apostles, told them to not preach this doctrine in Jerusalem at all, anymore, but they stood up and preached. God bless you. Good night, Lord Davidson.